this year has no bearing on what happens next year. You know, just because, you know, we played pretty well this year, we got to the playoffs, doesn't mean that now we're bound for Super Bowl next year. You know, it's going to be even harder. We're going to have to work even harder at it. You know, that's just from my experience. You know, anytime you play well one season, next season is twice as hard. So, you know, I definitely think we're close, but we're going to have to work extra harder.
How much faith, Reg, do you have that you'll definitely be back here next year with this team?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about that. You know, I still have 2 years on my contract. So until somebody tells me otherwise, I'm planning on being back here.
Right. What do you think about your role, how it developed this year?
Well, I got injured, you know, so it's hard to say what my role really was, you know, when I was injured for most of the season. You know, and I don't plan to get injured. Obviously, it's part of the game. You know, I plan to come back stronger like I do every year. And, you know, it's hard to plan for injuries. You know, nobody wants to get injured. Nobody plans to be injured. You know, it's just part of this game. So next year, you know, just plan to come back stronger like I always do. And you know, hopefully we can play injury-free next year.
And how big of a sliver did we see of what you can do in this offense because of that injury? How much more do you have to give than maybe we didn't see this year?
Well, I think I have a lot to give, a lot left to give this game. You know, my body still feels pretty good, obviously, with the exemption of the injuries that I went through. But my body feels good. I don't feel worn down. I don't feel beat up, you know, as a running back. You know, 9 years in this league can make you feel that way. But for me, I still feel pretty good, still feel pretty young. So I'm planning on, you know, playing for a while.
How long does a loss like this stick with you, Reggie?
Until next season, really, until we get a chance to avenge it. You know, it's a tough way to lose a game. You know, I don't think I think we had opportunities to not allow it to be as close as it was and to not lose the game. But it is what it is, and you know, there's no crying over spilled milk.
And what'd you like about this team over the course of this season?
Well, I just love the way that the character of the team, the character of the guys on the team, the way we worked in the off season, all leading up until, you know, this past week. You know, just the way the guys on this team worked in the weight room, in the classroom, on the field, the way we prepared for games, mentally, physically. I think it was really a breath of fresh air to have around here.
But just this offense was inconsistent this year. And a lot of, it was a new offense. Mm-hmm. An off season, coming back with a lot of the same parts. Is mm-hmm. it better with time?
Well, hopefully. That's what you hope. You hope that it will get better with time. And again, like I said, this what happened this season has no bearing on what's going to happen next year. So hopefully, you know, we'll improve a lot more with time. With time in the system, it'll help us improve more and experience. But yeah, it was a new system for a lot of people.
So. You need to open it up a little bit more. Sometimes they didn't use all the toys in the toy chest.
I mean, you know, it's hard to pinpoint exactly one area of what we should do or what we can do. I know we can improve all across the board. Running backs, receivers, quarterbacks, O-line, tight ends, we can all improve. We can all be better from a run game and a passing game standpoint.
No, you said you haven't, but how tough was this for you personally this past season?
Well, it was tough because I was injured. You know, you know, I haven't been injured like this in a while where I've missed a good majority of the season. So that's tough to not be out there and to just – coming back and getting re-injured, that was pretty tough to go through mentally. So, you know, like I said, I don't plan to get injured, but hopefully next season I'll be able to play injury-free.